In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Our blue box isn't working today, so I have to do this over the phone. I'm looking at Hosea 11. When Israel was a child, then I loved him. This is the childhood of Israel in the desert, okay? This is the childhood of Israel in the desert. This is the espousal that Hosea talks about, that God espoused his people in the desert. And I called my son out of Egypt. Oh, my Lord, he calls us all out of Egypt by the mercy of God. Egypt is the place of slavery. It is the place of slavery to sin. It is the place of slavery to what the world thinks. It is the place of slavery to our ego. It is the place of slavery. I called you out of Egypt. God called us out of slavery by his mercy. You must know it's by his mercy and by his mercy alone, his covenant love. His mercy depends upon the blood of the covenant on the cross. You must understand this, that God called you today out of Egypt, as he called me out of Egypt, out of the place of slavery, out of the place of darkness, and he called us into the wonderful light of Jesus. He called us into the wonderful light of Jesus. That's where he calls us. And you know, it's totally up to us if we want to be in that wonderful light. It's totally up to us if we want to be in that wonderful light. Because we don't have to be in that wonderful light, you know. We can stay in slavery. We can be slaves to what people think. We can be in slaves to intimidation, slaves to our sex patterns, slaves to our finances, slaves to whatever. God called Israel out of slavery. Why? Because I loved him. I loved him. I loved him. Today, God the Father called you out of slavery, whatever that slavery may be, out of slavery because he loves you for no other reason. Out of Egypt, he called his son. And as I called them, so they went from them. They sacrificed to the Baals, and they burned incense to graven images. So God calls us out of slavery. But you see, what did Israel do? She continued to worship false gods. I'm going to tell you, though, you might be a slavery to liquor. You might be a slavery to drugs. You might be a slavery to your finances. You might be a slavery to what the church thinks about you, you know. You might be a slavery to the bishop. See, I love the bishop, but I'm no slave. I've been set free by Jesus. I am no slave. I'm not a slave. I am a son of God. And I am a son of the church. I am no slave to the Archdiocese of Boston. I am a son of the Father. I am a son of God. I am a son of the church. I am not a slave. See, I am not a slave. I'm not a slave to what people think about me. I'm not a slave to intimidation. I'm not a slave. You know why? I've been set free. Because if the Son sets you're free indeed. Hallelujah. If the Son sets you're free indeed. And you know, you're free to sing, and you're free to dance, and you're free to clap, and you're free to weep. Oh, yeah. Doing all free. Free. I've been set free by the blood of the Lamb. That does not mean I am not loyal. It just means I will not be put into a place of slavery by anybody. Why? Because I'm a child of God and I have the right to speak, because Jesus said, "Go ye therefore into the whole world and preach the gospel." And I have been sent by Jesus and by the church. But what do we do in our slavery when he sets us free? Do we go back? Do we go back to our fears? Do we go back to our false gods? Do we go back to what people think? Do we go back to intimidation? Listen, I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them in my arms. This is how the Lord loved Israel. He took them in his arms, but they knew not that I healed them. The word know, you know, in the Bible is one of the most important gifts, one of the most important words, because to know means experiential knowledge. They knew not that I healed them. They did not acknowledge experientially that I healed them, that I took them out of Egypt. They didn't acknowledge that. See, they went their own way. When you go your own way, you're going back to Egypt. But the mercy of God calls you out. It's never too late to leave Egypt. It's never too late to leave Egypt. It's never too late to leave Egypt. I received a call just 2 days ago. Man called me up. You know, so-and-so referred me to you. And, you know, I'm thinking, you know, are there any other priests in the diocese? So I said, what is it about? He says, I haven't gone to confession in 30 years. I said, oh, come and see me. Come and see me. Oh, come and see me. Come and see me. Oh, yeah. Slavery for 30 years. But now, so-and-so referred, come and see me. That's all I can say. Yes, come quick. Come quickly. Come quickly. You know what I'm saying? You see, we get all these telephone calls, you know, but when it's the forgiveness of sin and it's healing and it's, you know, people just want piddly things. I can't, with the too many things to do. But when he said, you know, I haven't gone to confession in 30 years. Out of slavery, I call my son. Isn't that wonderful? Out of slavery, I call my son. And he wants not to be in Egypt anymore. I don't even know who the guy is. I've never met him yet. But he doesn't want to be in Egypt anymore. Doesn't want to be in Egypt anymore. Doesn't want to be enslaved. What do you think calls him out of Egypt? The mercy of God. The mercy of God. The mercy of God. The mercy of God. I walked with the woman just a couple of weeks ago. We're walking from the church to the rectory. She says, you know what? Last year, if you told me I would be going to Mass every day, I would have laughed in your face. I started listening to you on the radio. My God. My God. Out of Egypt, I call my son. Out of Egypt, I call my daughter. And I'm thinking, you know, sometimes I think, you know, who's listening? What's happening? Out of Egypt, I call my son. Out of slavery, I call my son. But they didn't know it. But these two people knew it. These two people knew it. Then there's another lady called me this week. They come in threes, you know. The woman said, I'm from Revere. I finally found a church that's going to feed me, that's Catholic. Out of slavery, I call my son. Out of slavery. Then it says, I drew them with cords and bands of love. See, the Lord doesn't draw us by pulling our fingernails off spiritually with bands of compassion. Do you know that the Lord has compassion on you today? Compassion on you in Egypt. Compassion on you in your own mess. Do you know that He weeps over you and He wants to draw you with bands of love? Do you know that? No matter what you've done or how many times you've done, you said, I've had an abortion. I'm going to tell you, God holds nothing against you. He just wants to have mercy on you. He just wants to forgive you. He wants you to be washed clean in the blood of Jesus. You don't have to torment yourself anymore. You know, I want you to know this. Biblical knowledge is the greatest gift to know your love, Lord, to know your guidance, to know your ways. I want to know you, Lord. Not to know you in my head alone, but to know you as the one true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. I want to know you. I want to love you. And Lord, I want you to draw me out of my Egypt with bands of love, not with torture. If you're receiving torture today, it's devil. The Lord wants to draw you out of Egypt with bands of love. Oh, I can see it now. Those bands are connected to Calvary's cross. And it's like this beautiful band that's connected to the bottom of the cross that wants to draw you close to the crucified Jesus so that you can put your feet, your head at his feet to cry mercy. Bands of compassion, bands of love. Oh, because that's who God is. God is love, at least love. And I was to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws. I laid meat unto them. I gave them to eat. But my people bent and backslid from me. They backslid from me. Maybe you're backsliding. Maybe you're backsliding. You're going the opposite way. Maybe you know the ways of God and you've forgotten them. Maybe you're the person that he wants to draw with bands of love. It's never too late, for the mercy of God endures forever. His mercy is unto you today. He will not call you unto judgment, but unto mercy. Do not continue in your backsliding. The mercy of God calls you to turn your face to Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look straight in his glorious face. And the cares of this world, they'll all disappear in the warmth of his wonderful grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. He is not out to destroy you. Even though you've backslid, you were used mightily of God. There were people I'm talking to that used mightily of God. They say it's too late. It's never too late. He's the God of the second chance. He's the God of the 50th chance. He's the God that will always take you back. So you've backslid. It's time to say mercy. It's time to run to the cross. And let me tell you, you're not running on your own. He draws you with bands of love. And listen to what it says. God says, even though you've backslid, how shall I give you up? How shall I deliver you, O Israel? How shall I make you as Admah? How shall I set you as Zeboim? My heart is turned within me. My repentings are kindled together. I will not execute the fierceness of my anger. I will not destroy you, for I am God and not a man. I am the Holy One in your midst. I will not destroy you. Do you understand that? This is Hosea 11. I will not destroy you. I will not destroy you. Do not destroy yourself. Do not destroy yourself. Do not continue to live in self-hatred. Do not. I am God and not a man. I will not destroy you. My covenant love is toward you. My bands of compassion are toward you. I love you, and I love you with an everlasting love. And I'm going to tell you, you are mine. I love you with an everlasting love, and you are mine. And I will never leave you nor desert you. My love is unto you and to your children. My love is unto you today. Do not get into the despair. I love you. Hear the word of the Lord. I love you. My love is everlasting. My love endures forever. And I will not execute my judgment. Unless you continue in your backsliding. Don't continue. You see, it's the mercy of God that draws us to himself. It's the mercy of God that you hear this today. You know, I don't even know who's listening today, okay? I don't know who's listening today, but I know this is a message for you. And for me, the mercy of God never lets us go. The mercy of God endures forever. The mercy of God flows from his covenant. The covenant is through the blood of Jesus. Oh, because in the Old Testament, covenant means to cut a covenant. It's a blood covenant. The blood covenant of Jesus is the mercy of God poured out. God pours out his mercy toward you. Don't reject it today. Don't reject it. But you see, you're free. He called you out of Egypt, and you're free. Tonight we're going to be at the Espousal Retreat House praising God at 7:30. Why don't you join us? Why don't you join us tonight in worshiping the Lord? We start revival at the Espousal Retreat. Tonight we start revival at the Espousal Retreat House. Why don't you join us tonight? And then tomorrow night is Thursday night. We have revival at the Holy Rosary at 7:30. We're starting a month of revival. The mercy of God endures forever. He wants to draw us with bands of compassion. He wants to call us by name. He wants to raise us as the Father raises his children to his cheeks. Don't give it up. Don't give it up. Don't give it up. Don't give it up. And let me tell you, that mercy of God is for the Church of Boston, too. That mercy of God is for the Church of Boston if we repent. Because, you see, God will not be mocked. If we repent, if we repent, do you think God hates the Archdiocese of Boston? No. God loves the Archdiocese of Boston. God loves the Archbishop of Boston. But today is July 1st, and we start with the Commonwealth Care. We start with that Commonwealth Care insurance today. And I want to tell you, this is what Andrea Miller of NARAL, pro-death woman, NARAL is the National Abortion Federation Group. Listen what she says with this Commonwealth Care that we're starting with. Listen, the question remains, will the involvement of the Caritas Christi health providers negatively affect women's ability to get abortion? Listen to what she says. We will continue to monitor these Catholic hospitals, the providers in any of the Commonwealth Care plans, and we hope that the state regulators will continue with due diligence to ensure that referrals and services are provided in a manner that does not delay or deny access to abortion and sterilization. So we are joining with the Commonwealth Care. And if a woman comes to Commonwealth, to St. Elizabeth's or any of the six hospitals, they say, we want an abortion, or a man, I want a sterilization. They say, we don't do it, but call your insurance company. But listen to this. If a woman came to me and said, I want an abortion, you know what I would do? I would present to her the option. I would present to her the ability of adoption. I would take her to a woman's concern so we can see the baby in the ultrasound. I would bring women to her that have had abortions. Let them witness to her what it does to people. What the church will do now, if a woman goes to one of the six hospitals, they say, I want an abortion. They say, call your health care. Call Commonwealth Care. Now, what happens if a woman came to me and said, I want an abortion, and I said, well, call your health care. Call them. That's all I said to them. I would be an accomplice in the abortion. Because I, through my most grievous fault, what I have done and what I have failed to do, it's the culture of death. It's the culture of death. I want you to know John Paul is turning over in his grave. They can love John Paul all they want, but he's turning over in his grave when he sees what Boston is doing. That if a woman comes to me, I need to do something. I need to educate her. I need to say, you know, honey, you know, this is not the way to go. We need to think about this. I'm going to have you. We're going to go see the ultrasound. Come on, I want to take you to see the ultrasound. This is what Eleanor does so often. I want to see the ultrasound of your baby. 3 weeks ago, four babies were saved. Four babies were saved. Why? Because we offer alternatives, and we help them during the pregnancy. But you see, if a woman goes to Caritas for an abortion, what Caritas has to do is you must call your provider with no counseling. That is the culture of death. Now, does God hate the Archdiocese of Boston? No. But I will tell you, if the Archdiocese goes this way, continues to go this way, we put a curse on ourselves because we are accomplices. Not directly, but indirectly. Oh, yeah, the Pharisees would say it's fine because it's not a direct hit. It's indirect. But you know what? if a woman came to me today and wanted an abortion, I said, well, call your insurance provider. I would be an accomplice. I would be an accomplice to that abortion. God does not hate the Archdiocese of Boston, but we will suffer for these decisions. We will suffer for these decisions. If you think things are bad now, they're going to get worse. Why? Because we are indirectly accomplices of killing children now. Because we belong to the Commonwealth Care Insurance Company. And you know what? What does the Lord say? Boston, I drew you with cords of compassion. Don't go back to Egypt. Don't go back to Egypt. Please, don't go back to Egypt. Don't do what the world wants you to do. I will provide. I am the God who provides. But you see, we don't believe that. We don't believe that, that God is the God who provides. I stake my life on it. I stake my life that my God will provide for me. I stake my life that God will provide for me. Yes, we heard from the Cardinal that there was a partial victory, but it's not a victory that we're ready to celebrate. Why? Because indirectly, we tell the people now who want abortion, you must go to your provider without giving any counseling, without showing the ultrasound. Because you know what? This is what this woman said, Andrea Miller. We will continue to monitor the involvement of these Catholic hospital providers in any of the Commonwealth care plans and hope that the state regulators will continue with due diligence to ensure that referrals and services provided in a manner that does not delay or deny access to abortion, sterilization, and birth control. Call your health provider. Isn't that nice? I'll tell you, if a woman came to me today, I would never say that. I would give them an alternative. God is waiting for the Archdiocese of Boston to do the right thing because the Lord loves the Archbishop. But you know, it's the people around him that he listens to. These Pharisees that will tell him lies. These Pharisees, I call them the mafia, that are all around him, that are in. He will go before the throne of God one day because he's responsible. I will go before the throne of God because I'm responsible. And you know what? It's better that someone says it now than God says it at the end. We pray through my fault, through my most grievous fault, and what I've done and what I've failed to do. But the mercy of God is for the Boston Diocese, if we want it. If we want it. Would you pray for the Archbishop? Would you pray for the Archbishop? Please, I really am serious that you pray for Cardinal Sean. Because, my friend, this is dangerous stuff. We do not want Egypt. We do not want to put a curse on our diocese. We want this place, this Archdiocese, to blossom in the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you, tonight we will be at the Espousal Retreat House at 7:30 this evening, and tomorrow at the Holy Rosary, we start revival tonight. Hallelujah. Come with your tambourines. Come with your pots and pans. Come with your musical instruments. We're going to worship the Lord tonight. Let me tell you, with the things that are so bad with the economy, it's time to seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is still near. It's time to leave Egypt. It's time to call upon the name of the Lord. For the scripture says, anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Espousal Retreat House telephone number is 781-209-3101. 781-209-3101. 781-209-3101. 781-209-3101. And let me tell you this, I need to hear from you. We are $13,000 in the hole, and I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. We cannot pay our bills without you. And you know what? One day, you'll turn me on, and I'm not on. And it won't be my fault, because I will not be a fundraiser. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. Listen to the announcer. And let me also say this, Jimmy the Roofer is the best. Raindrops falling on your head? You need your roof done? He's very inexpensive. This is the telephone number to get. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. Jimmy the Roofer. 617-846-1210. raindrops falling on your head with all this rain? Listen, it's like November out today. It's like November. It should be June, July. The sun should be shining on our heads. But we've sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We've done wrong. And the Lord is letting the weather patterns follow suit. Let's repent. Let's get out of Egypt. Let's follow the mercy of God. The mercy of God endures forever. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.